With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, Stoics. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a baseball game? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the ever-spinning world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But guess what? You're tougher than you think. We're diving deep into building resilience today because let's face it, life's gonna hit us all with its share of curveballs. But here's the good news. We don't have to just roll over and take it. We can learn to bounce back stronger, wiser, and more centered than ever before. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. And mindfulness and emotional regulation are your secret weapons. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your resilience game. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Imagine life as a movie playing on fast forward. You're constantly scrolling through scenes, reacting to every little thing without really taking it all in. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's like hitting the pause button, allowing you to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You become aware of the present moment, your breath, your surroundings, even the taste of your coffee. Practicing mindfulness helps you detach from those overwhelming emotions and gain a sense of clarity. 2. Emotional regulation. It's not about squashing your feelings. Feeling angry, sad, or frustrated is perfectly normal. It's about how we handle these emotions that matters. Think of it like this. Your emotions are waves, they come and go. Emotional regulation is about learning to ride those waves without being swept away. You acknowledge the feeling, accept it without judgment, and then choose how you want to respond. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a moment to process and decide on a more balanced approach. 3. Reframing. The art of perspective. Ever notice how sometimes the same situation can feel completely different depending on your outlook? That's the power of reframing. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects of a challenge, try looking for the silver lining. Maybe that stressful project at work is an opportunity to learn new skills or showcase your talent. Reframing helps you see challenges as stepping stones, not roadblocks. 4. The power of self-compassion. Be your own best friend. We're often so hard on ourselves when things don't go our way. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, faces setbacks, and feels vulnerable sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you practice self-compassion, you create a supportive inner voice that helps you navigate tough times with grace and resilience. 5. Cultivate your support system. You don't have to go through life alone. Build strong connections with people who uplift and support you. Share your experiences, lean on them for encouragement, and celebrate each other's wins. Remember, a strong support system can be a lifeline during challenging times. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who went through a tough breakup. She felt completely lost and overwhelmed. Instead of spiraling into negativity, she decided to take her own advice, practicing mindfulness, journaling her feelings, and reconnecting with supportive friends and family. She started going for walks in nature, which helped her clear her head and gain perspective. Slowly but surely, Sarah rebuilt her life stronger and wiser than before. Her story shows us that resilience isn't about avoiding pain, it's about learning to navigate it with grace and strength. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Even small steps can make a huge difference. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You got this. Take that power back and build the life you deserve, one resilient step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of Stoic wisdom. And let me know in the comments what's helping you cultivate resilience. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.